Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, glad you're here today. The Zioli Show, 855-839-1210, and on Twitter at Rich Zioli. So, the amazing thing in the Middle East happening as well. By the way, I should update you on the fact that the United States is saying that they believe Iran is behind this attack on Saudi oil sites. Now, why does this matter? Well, it matters for a number of reasons. Number one, it could theoretically affect the price of oil, which then could theoretically affect the price of gasoline you put in your car. The president has preemptively ordered the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to be open in case they need more oil to handle any market fluctuations that may result. The other reason why it's an important story is because, of course, now this could lead to a military attack on Iran or a military response on Iran or something even worse. So that's what everybody's looking at right now. Essentially now, the president had tweeted out that they are locked and loaded should they need to respond, should the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia say that they believe that it was Iran. Now, remember, Saudi Arabia is our close friend in the Middle East. Iran is not, to say the least. And the attack on this Saudi Arabian oil facility over the weekend, Iran has denied it. They've said, "What? Wasn't us. Was not us." The government, our government, has released satellite photographs showing what officials said were at least 17 points of impact at several Saudi energy facilities from strikes they said came from the north or the northwest, which they say is consistent with an attack coming from the direction of the northern Persian Gulf. Could be Iran or Iraq, that area, rather than Yemen, where the Iranian-backed Houthi militia claim responsibility for the strikes, where they operate. So the Houthi militia, they claimed responsibility. Iran backs them. Administration officials in a background briefing for reporters said on Sunday they believe a combo of drones and cruise missiles were used. Now they say that's too much for the Houthi rebels. They can't do that with that. They need a state actor behind them. That to use that kind of firepower can't just be the rebels. You know what I mean? The rebels don't have enough. They got to have somebody behind them. This isn't Star Wars. The rebels don't have that much firepower. So they got to have some actual nation state support with nation state weapons. Now, Mr. Trump, however, they say that this article here, the president did not name Iran, saying he wanted to consult with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia first. I'll read you the president's tweet. Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit. We're locked and loaded depending on verification, but are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed, exclamation mark. Based on the attack on Saudi Arabia, which may have an impact on oil prices, I have authorized the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, if needed, in a to-be-determined amount, sufficient to keep the markets well-supplied. I have also informed all appropriate agencies to expedite approvals of the oil pipelines currently in the permitting process in Texas and various other states. Now, what's, of course, important to remember is that we are way less dependent on foreign oil than at any point in recent American history. In fact, foreign oil is not a big problem for us anymore, but obviously for world markets, it is. And world markets, of course, have lots of effects, and then there's cascading effects around that. So, well, it shouldn't theoretically affect us that much. There's people that buy oil futures and there's speculators and there's all kinds of other market forces besides just the supply and demand aspect here in the United States that affect prices. And so the president's taking those preemptive steps. Now, whether or not there'll be a military response on Iran for this, who knows? Obviously, there are a lot of voices, including the Secretary of State, who was on TV over the weekend saying they do believe that it is Iran and they do believe that there will be some sort of a retaliation if they can prove that it's Iran. We'll see. It's interesting that all this comes after John Bolton has left the White House as national security advisor to the president. We'll monitor this. Obviously, this could turn into a major international incident or not. It really just depends on whether or not there's enough people around the president who can say, yes, this definitely happened. The short term disruption of this, they say, and how long this will last could be a 20% spike in markets today, in energy markets. Our economy, by the way, is doing very, very well. There's also a strike, a United Auto Workers strike related to GM. Now, that kind of thing, when you look at that, too, that's also the kind of thing where you say, all right, taken together, this would be a time normally where you'd say, well, Democrats would jump up and say, rah, rah, unions, let's go unions, and start rallying the union people around. But what's interesting is that this is a strange time for Democrat candidates, that even though you have this big strike now, the auto workers and GM, a lot of Democrats are not feeling the love from unions anymore. They're not feeling the love from unions anymore. And the big reason for that is health care, because a lot of the candidates who are running for Democrats want to take away their health care, their union negotiated health care. In fact, I mentioned to you a story regarding Elizabeth Warren. And in the story, her supporters point to the strong union showing she got when she ran for Senate against Scott Brown years ago. The problem, though, for Elizabeth Warren is that now she's running on I'm taking away your health care position. I'm taking away your health care and putting you in Medicare for all. Now, if you remember, if you heard the show Friday, or if you caught the podcast, you heard former Governor Ed Rendell on the show saying, you cannot win Pennsylvania, you can't win a general election with threatening to take away Americans' health insurance. They don't want that. They don't want to hear that. Union voters in particular don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear this idea that you're going to take away their health care. So whatever Elizabeth Warren ran on years ago was not, I'm coming for your health care to put you in Medicare for all, whether you like it or not. She is running for that now, which is part of the reason why more and more Democrats nationally now and in her home state of Massachusetts are coming out and saying she can't win. She can't win. Whatever momentum she has, you slow it down because she cannot win the general election. They're getting very, very nervous she's going to become the candidate. But perhaps this will be a great opportunity for the man who defeated the gangbanger known as Corn Pop on the rough streets of Wilmington, the rough pools of Wilmington.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.